Whatever goal you give your subconscious mind, it will work night and day to achieve. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as our friend from Far From Average explains how to harness the power of your subconscious mind. Enjoy.
The first thing that you need to understand is that the subconscious doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's not. This is why many horror movies make us scared, despite the fact that we're not in any real danger. Anything that you imagine in your conscious mind, your subconscious doesn't know if it's real or fake. If you think about some scary situation, which for many of you might be approaching an attractive girl, your heart will begin to beat faster and your pulse will go up. This is a real effect being caused by something that you imagined in your head. This is why people tell you to visualize positive situations playing out in your head. Since your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between real and fake stimulus, simply imagining yourself successfully approaching an attractive girl enough times can trick your subconscious into actually thinking you've already done it. The same is true for solving problems. Imagine your goal is to buy a nice sports car. Asking yourself a specific question enough times is literally calling forth the enormous creative power of your subconscious mind into action to solve the problem for you. Now, the second law of the subconscious mind is that time passes slower when you're using it. We've all heard the saying that time flies when you're having fun, but most people don't know why this is true. When we're bored at work or at school, we watch the clock, and it almost seems like time slows down and everything takes even longer. This is actually true. When you focus on time, you're using your conscious mind, and it literally makes time feel as if it's passing slower. The subconscious mind isn't good at sensing time, so when you're having fun and not focusing on the passage of time, the time really does go faster. When you go to sleep and wake up, it feels as if no time has passed because your conscious mind was completely asleep. The third law of the subconscious mind involves beliefs. Everything you do in life is the result of a belief. You go to work every day because you have a belief that you'll be paid for your work. You eat food and drink water because you have a belief that you'll pass away if you don't do these things. The third law says that any belief you have will become harder to change the longer that it's stored within your subconscious. Imagine you hold the belief that you can only make $20,000 per year. Anyone who has made $100,000 per year or more knows that this belief is false. But since it's your belief and not mine, you're the only one who can change it. The longer that you hold this belief, the harder it will be to change it. Most of the beliefs that we have are formed during our childhood, and if left unchanged, they grow stronger and stay with us for the rest of our life. A kid who is told that he is skinny and weak at school is likely to hold on to this belief forever, unless he decides to change it. Beliefs are like seeds planted in your subconscious. The longer you let them sit, the longer they have to grow roots and spread. If you replace a negative belief with a good one shortly after it has been planted, it is much easier to replace than one you've held for years or even decades. The fourth law of the subconscious mind is that every thought causes a physical reaction. Once you realize that every thought has a direct and physical effect on your body, you'll realize the power of imagining positive thoughts over negative ones. The fifth law that governs the subconscious mind involves expectations, and it states that everything you expect, you will get. If you expect to fail a test, then you're unknowingly unleashing the 800-pound gorilla to help you do just that. If you expect to pass the test, then your subconscious mind will do everything in its power to make sure that your expectations are fulfilled. Remember, the subconscious doesn't differentiate between positive or negative, or good or bad expectations. It doesn't know that failing certain tests will cost you loads of wasted time and money. All that it knows is what you give it. If you just broke up with someone, and deep down, you expect the relationship to fail, then your subconscious mind will unleash its unimaginable power to make your expectations a reality. The sixth law of the subconscious mind is that it's always listening, always watching, always observing. Your subconscious mind has no off switch. If it did, your bodily functions would stop and you would pass away. Your subconscious mind is like a camera. It's always recording. More importantly, it's always looking for proof to confirm its beliefs. If you hold the belief that you're not good looking, your subconscious is constantly observing your interactions with other people and looking for evidence to strengthen this belief. The seventh law of the subconscious mind states that whenever in a battle with your conscious mind, the subconscious will always win. The subconscious is the 800-pound gorilla, and the conscious mind is like a little spider monkey. This is why you can consciously try to convince yourself that you're not scared of a presentation. But until your subconscious has gathered enough evidence to question this belief, it will always win over the conscious mind, and you'll feel the physical effects of the belief, such as fear. The eighth law of the subconscious mind states that any idea, once planted, will stay in place until it's challenged or replaced. So many people go through their entire life with the belief that they can't do better. They believe that they can't make more than $20,000 per year. According to the eighth law, if you never challenge a belief, it will stay with you and grow stronger over time. A mature belief is like a tree. Eventually, it will grow seeds or new beliefs, good or bad. It's like a blackberry bush in your backyard that grows out of control, for better or for worse.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.